It's so important that he had no excuse for what he did. There are so many people out there with schizoaffective disorder, ADHD and autism that don't go around raping people. And we shouldn't be, as a society, shouldn't be giving these people, as in rapists, any excuse for violating someone's body and their innocence and everything. I was such a naive 23-year-old that I thought that something like this could never happen to me or anyone that I knew. And when it came out that I had been raped, that I was allowed to talk about it when the court case started, I had messages coming from left, right and centre from people saying, yeah, it happened to me too, my friends and family saying that this had happened to me too. And most people didn't go to the guards, most people didn't even go to SATU because they were afraid of the society that they were brought up in. We shouldn't be giving these people any excuse for these awful, awful crimes, which in my mind is still worse than murder. I am a completely different person than I was when I was 23. I've completely lost all innocence. I have no social life or just whatever. I sleep with a nightlight at 27 years old. And I still would say that I would have preferred to have died that day than to have survived it.
In a real sense, your life has changed. I mean, can you go to gaming conventions? Is that yet possible for you to go back to scenes like that?
I went to Dublin City Comic Con last March just to try it out, and no, I couldn't go again. I still kept my friends from ArcadeCon. They're going to be friends for life, but no, I can't go to conventions anymore. It's not possible. The community, for one, has changed. It's a different group now, and people still aren't taking what happened seriously. At Dublin City Comic Con, and I am going to name this convention. I usually wouldn't, but they had staff wandering around on their own. They had nothing in their packs for convention attendees, saying use a buddy system. There was no foresight or anything to say that these creeps might be around. And I was very well known in the convention community. I had staffed at two conventions for 6 years, and I can't believe that they're not taking this seriously still.
Even after what happened to you, even after all the publicity that got, they're not, as you say, putting in advice for people, they're not putting in supports for people. Are you effectively saying that they're burying their heads in the sand and hoping it goes away?
Yeah, they are. They are. They have this, we have this slogan in the convention community saying cosplay is not consent, which means the people who dress up in costumes, no matter how scantily dressed they are, don't touch them without permission. Don't take pictures of them without permission. And we display that slogan proudly. But it's not enough to say don't take pictures or hug someone without permission. We all know not to do that. It's the people who are vulnerable to these creeps that are on their own, like I was. I was in a room on my own with Keith Hearn, because I was doing a job for the convention. When I was at Dublin City Comic Con in the convention centre in Dublin, the elevators stopped working. So people started having to use the stairs. And until then, the stairs were completely empty, and there was one staff member, a female staff member, on duty on the stairs to make sure that nothing was happening. And that just screams stupidity at me by the management.
In terms of this week and in terms of Keith Hearn's appeal, and just to repeat once again, that appeal has failed. He has been found to have been completely culpable for his actions. He did what he did, and he is being forced by the courts and the legal system to take full responsibility for what he did. You had said you couldn't sleep a wink before the appeal was heard. After you heard the verdict, after you heard the decision, how did you sleep?
I tell you, I had to be up at 10 o'clock for this interview and I was dragging myself out of bed. I've never slept so well in my life.